Hi, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Podcast with Strangers. My name is Matt, and I'm your host. And behind the camera, we have Max, Melanie, and Hannah. Wave to the camera, guys. Today, if I was being completely honest, I was extremely late for my call time. I read my call sheet wrong, and I came here like an hour late.
We weren't keeping track because it was okay.
Yeah, perfect. So they were okay with it, to be honest. But yeah, we're here. We're back at the Student Campus Center on campus, and we're here to talk to our strangers about a new topic, which is who has impacted your life the most? Because it's always good to reflect on the people that have brought you to where you are right now. And I think a lot of the time we forget to go and thank those people, even if it's just a little reminder. Hi, everyone. We're here with Mona and Gabriel.
Hello.
Who is apparently her assistant, is behind the camera.
My assistant. The love of my life.
How are you, Mona?
I'm good. I'm feeling really good today.
Stop. You said love of your life?
Oh, no. Figuratively.
Okay, sorry.
Maybe we're each other's beards.
I might have made this very awkward, so let's move on. How are you?
Fan-freaking-tastic.
I love your energy, eh?
Thank you.
This is what I've wanted my entire life.
Fake it till you make it.
Yep, fake it till you make it. Today we're talking to our guest about who has impacted you the most in your life.
A person?
Yep.
If I have to speak about like people who've impacted me without thought, my first thought is definitely a high school teacher of mine. Her name is Nicole Blendel. And it's actually French, Nicole Blendel.
Did you go to a French school, or is she just French?
Both. Mm. And so she was my film and television teacher in high school, and she really inspired me to kind of like pursue film as a career when I didn't really get a lot of support from that. And just like taking those extra steps, I was kind of going through a tough time, especially like my senior year of high school, and she was so supportive, just kind of went above and beyond to like take care of me, protect me, inspire me, and I'm so thankful to her, and I still email her every chance I get. And
yes, I was gonna ask, do you still have contact with her? Does she know all of this?
I don't think she knows how much I love her.
When this comes out, send her the link, send her the timestamp.
I think I will. Yeah. I think she'd like that.
I was really talking to them about the impact that teachers have on people's lives, and I was talking about, do you ever get comments that may make you feel like you shouldn't be talking to your teachers still after you're done graduation, after you've graduated?
Honestly, I feel that there are some particular people who are, it's just innate in them to inspire and teach and protect. And that's right. It's so rare to find a very good teacher. But once you do, they really are just enablers of good behavior and motivation. And so I do think it can be helpful if you have the right one. Not all teachers are the same. You know, it really does depend. But I think, you know, in this period of our lives, like post-secondary university careers, you can be very lost a lot. And so having that outside perspective that's not a professor in your program can really help.
Yep.
So if you have that, pursue it, you know.
Do you think you're a role model to anyone?
I'd like to think so. Gabriel, am I a role model? Yeah. We got a nod off camera that I am. So.
What makes a role model, do you think?
A role model is somebody who has the purest intentions for you, truly, who only wants the best for you. And I think a role model is someone who is not a talker, is a listener. I think a lot of the times the advice we give is the advice we need. So I think a role model is also somebody who just exhibits behaviors that you'd want to emulate. Because if they're doing those things with you, and if they're giving advice that not only is pertinent to their lives, but also like things they're going through actively, it really does help. So I think I think that's really it.
Now I have to ask, based on that description, how did your film and television teacher exhibit that?
Well, my film and television teacher she had experience in the field, and she kind of chose to leave that to pursue teaching. And so, you know, at the same time that we were creating and doing stuff, so was she. There were some times where I was in festivals and she had a film too.
That's awesome. Wow.
Yeah, it's great. And so it's really one of those things where, like, you learn by seeing, and also you kind of do it together. It's more of a partnership than a leader or a chef. You know what I mean?
A lot of people say that if you can't do it, you teach it. But I think you can teach it.
I don't think that's true.
No, you can teach it, but also, I think teaching is so important to be able to spread your knowledge on to more people.
When you say, sorry to interrupt, but when you say if you can't do teach, it almost implies that it's like, and that's what I meant by finding a good teacher, someone that's innate in them to teach and to inspire, is because that expression to me just implies that, like, you fall into it because there's nothing else you can do. You can't do what you really want to do. Mm-hmm. That's not true. I think a good teacher is someone who maintains that belief and maintains their own goals and dreams without, like, forsaking it to teach.
I think
that can be very damaging, and I think that's something that you can tell when that was one of your teacher or professor's journey or career journey.
I think even if you're not a teacher, it's important to teach and spread your knowledge to other people, right?
Oh, everybody, like, should.
That's what a role model is.
That's what a role model. I think just mentoring in general. You get nothing out of mentoring someone, but that's the point. You're not supposed to get anything out of it. It's just a selfless act.
Doesn't necessarily even need to be better than you or more successful than you. A mentor, like I said, is just someone who has the best intentions for you. Listens to you and wants to inspire you to go further.
Mm-hmm.
I think you could be a mentor to your friends. I think you could be a mentor to your parents, even.
Yep.
To adults or authoritative figures in your life.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't necessarily...
Age or knowledge or experience doesn't really
matter.
They're
not correlated in my mind.
What else is going on in your life? Let's just talk. I feel like I can talk to you about anything.
Troubling
you?
Let's be friends.
What's going on?
Not much. Post reading week, they're really just ringing us on with a bunch of stuff.
It's been a hell of a last 2 weeks, right?
A hell of a last 2 weeks. Just kind of exiting like a seasonal depression. I think that's pretty.
Yep.
Yeah, so when you feel good, you take advantage of it, and you...
What do you think stems seasonal depression? Do you think it's because it gets darker faster?
I think it's a mix of lack of vitamin C and this kind of shutdown behavior we get when it's really cold. We want to stay in. We don't want to go out. We cancel plans. And that kind of has a vicious cycle. That with getting dark, the days are shorter.
Do you think there's, like, a solution to that, or you just got to bring it through and just pull through?
Motivation and having people around you that, like... push you. Mm-hmm. You know, I had some texts from some really good friends of mine that were like, go for a walk. And I know, like, how simple that can seem. But honestly, just knowing that there's people looking out for you is huge. You know, support from my parents and stuff, being away from home, a little like...
You live on campus?
No, I live downtown in Kensington.
Oh, just an apartment?
Yeah.
Do you have a roommate?
I have three roommates and two cats.
Whoa, what's the cast names? I mean, the roommates too, but what's the cast names?
Okay, I can show a picture after. But it's a little black cat named Ernie. That one's mine.
Ernie.
He's so sweet. He's one of those cats that, like, you pick them up and set them on your lap and they just fall asleep. Never scratched me,
awesome.
Never bit me. He wants to go outside, like, all the time. So every single time I open the door, he, like, runs out.
Does he come back?
I have never given him the chance. I'm always running behind him.
I see. Put him on a leash.
Oh, probably. He's a pandemic baby, so he's, like, obsessed with me, and I'm obsessed with him.
So how's first year?
You know, I, like, left university when COVID started, and I came back, and it's...
That's so smart.
Yeah. I didn't intend for it to be that way. I left school, and I was like, I'm not coming back, but then... I decided that I really wanted that structure, the networking, and also being an artist on your own can be very empowering. But I think, like, with this kind of, with the culture that we're in now, it's just like the more people you have, the better, the more resources and having the opportunity to
networking
learn.
Networking is
my
everything
art.
Right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, exactly.
It's so important.
Especially since I was new to the city, I was like, you know what? I really feel like it's good. I'm originally from Ottawa.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's a long drive.
It is a long drive.
5 hours.
Longer on the train. It's 6 hours on the train. Ooh. Yeah. That's like 2.5 Netflix movies.
That's literally how long it takes to get down to New Jersey.
I wish.
Is it really?
Yeah, it's about 6 hours, give or take.
Damn.
Yeah, because the train stops, like, everywhere. Like, you know. I have all those Queens kids coming in and out from Kingston, too.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
A lot of Burgundy and yellow sweaters.
So were you there during the freedom stuff?
Oh, my gosh. I actually have a story for you guys. So
you know, we've been trying to avoid this topic.
No, it's fine. You know what? Politics, I think we should be comfortable discussing in this culture where, like, if someone says something you disagree with, they're your enemy. I think it's very, very dangerous.
You're allowed to have different opinions.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah. I think that's just so important. But
what's your story?
Here's my story. So I, again, was kind of going through a seasonal depression. I was like, I just really want to go home and see my mom. So I went to go see my mom the week two of this semester. And it was all online, so that was fine. And I was staying with her, and we were hearing about the convoy and everything. She's a manager of a retail store in Rideau Centre, downtown Ottawa. And so she was like, oh, the Apple is not opening. We should probably close the day of the convoy.
The Apple store?
The Apple store was not going to open. This was before.
That's when you know it's serious.
That's when you know it's serious. And so my mom was like, okay, we should not open the store.
Yeah.
And her manager was like, no.
Yeah.
And so my mom was like, okay, well, for the safety of my employees, please consider. She didn't. And no. It wasn't until the entire mall said, okay, we're not opening, that we found out she was right all along. Yeah. So it was supposed to only be one day. She didn't end up going back to work for almost 2 weeks because the entire downtown core was shut down.
Without pay?
With pay, but they just kind of moved her around the city, moved her team around the city. It was an absolute disaster.
Yeah.
No one prepared for it. So I was like, okay, I'm going to head home. I come home. The convoy follows me to Toronto. So it's like I'm just a bad luck charm. I was just here when there was a trucker convoy. My mom was still dealing with it. Their first day that the mall opened up, this is 2 weeks after the convoy, the city declared it was safe, opened back the mall, tried to open back parts of downtown core. The convoy was still there, less. There was an active shooter, and everybody in the mall had to go. Her first day back in 2 weeks. Absolute mess.
Listen, you have the freedom to voice your opinion as long as it doesn't hurt other people or affect other people's lives.
You know, I grew up in Ottawa. I remember going to protests on Parliament Hill since I could remember.
That's okay.
And the thing is there's almost nowhere else in the world that you can go in the Capitol on the grounds of Parliament and protest and manifest and use your freedom of speech. That is, you can't do that in the States. You can't do that in almost any other country. We're so lucky to have that.
Yep.
And the fact that that was being taken advantage of was really disheartening. And then just watching that with what was going on in Ukraine simultaneously absolutely broke my heart. And it just made me feel people are... It's such a tense time right now.
We have
been so isolated.
Yeah, but I think that the issue with Ukraine is now those same people that were down in Ottawa protesting for their freedoms got to see what it's like to not actually have freedom when they look to Ukraine.
You would think people would learn that lesson, but I think we're so caught up in our own mindset that it's really hard to be mindful of other people's experiences.
Mm-hmm.
We've all experienced loss in some way, economic issues in some way. We've all suffered kind of in the last 2 years, so we're all really not selfish, but we're really thinking about our own struggles.
Uh-huh.
And I've noticed online and with a lot of discourse, a lot of people are desensitized to other people's experience.
Yep.
It's me. Mm-hmm. I've suffered. I've done this. And
I can see how. Yep.
Yeah.
Well, thanks.
I have
faith that everything will be better in time. Just patience.
The only way to get through life is to believe that despite bad apples, people are inherently good.
Real. We're going to make that into an Instagram reel. There we go. Thanks so much for sitting down with us.
Thank you so much. It was so nice to meet you.
I was having a bad day and your energy just uplifted me.
Aw,
and Gabriel,
you.
I love it.
Shout out, Gabriel.
Where's that salad from? They sell salads?
He was eating kale.
Oh.
Kale.
You okay?
Probably going to feel better once that kale kicks in.
Yeah. Okay. Anyways, thanks, Mona.
My name's...
How are you?
I'm so good. How are you?
Good. How's your day going?
It's pretty good so far.
What time did your day start here?
My day started in general at 7, and then I had a shift 7 to 12.
Where do you work?
I work at... I'm a visual merchandiser, so I do all the morning shifts.
Oh.
So, yeah, I did that, and then right after that, headed straight here, and... yeah.
Nice. Okay. Well, today we're asking our strangers, who has impacted your life the most?
To be honest, I feel like there's been a lot of this question thrown at me recently, which is I don't know, I guess, you know how you see angel numbers all the time. It's mm-hmm. Fate right now.
Yeah.
Basically I have to give you a little bit of backstory, but, my cousin is a year older than me, and she's really like my sister. I have a sibling, he's 15 years older than me, so he's more like my dad because my parents are also divorced.
Uh-huh.
That'll come into the story later. My cousin really like my sister, And we do everything together, and we were, like, we're super close. And she recently moved out of her house, like, actually this time last year. And she moved into this gay couple's basement. And they're married. They're in their late 20s, early 30s. And I, like, I am gay. So meeting them was a really big, like, I don't know, it was a big thing for me. I feel like I didn't really have gay people in my life other than them.
Mm-hmm.
And it really, like, I don't know, I really didn't expect it to impact me as much as it did. But recently, I had a conversation with them about kind of this something similar to this, and I told them, like, how much I appreciate them, and I got really emotional, and I don't really get emotional that much anymore. Like, as a kid, I literally cried anything.
Mm-hmm.
Like, literally anything. And now I feel like I've just wasted all my tears, so I can't cry anymore. Yeah. But I cried with them because I've, like, I don't know, I really appreciate them, and they really
How have they
me.
Impacted your life?
In a pause, I guess one of my cousins put it best. I was telling her about how much I appreciate them and just how much I feel like my life has changed since I met them. And she said, basically, she said that she doesn't think it's because they're gay. She thinks it's because I don't really have parents and they kind of fill the gaps for me. Mm. I mean, she said it nicer than that. And, like, yeah. And it's a very, like, cliche but real mm-hmm. about, like, homophobic parents and stuff like that. So, like, my mom's really homophobic and my, like, I don't really talk to my dad.
Mm-hmm.
So they really are, like, my parents. So, yeah, they really
are. Well, how was coming out to them? Was that
my parents?
Yeah, was it a tough experience?
My dad doesn't know. But, I mean, I know. I'm sure he knows. I don't really talk to him very often, not because I think, like, he's just not in my life. Not really, because I don't
like him.
So
when the divorce happened, who did you end up staying with mom more?
Yeah. Well, my parents divorced when I was, like, one.
Oh,
so
I
didn't really have a choice or anything. Mm-hmm. But my brother was 16, so, like, it was a lot for him. Mm-hmm. And it still is. Like, he still tries to reach out and stuff like that. And, like, I just don't.
Yeah. When was the last time you talked to your dad?
I don't know, to be honest. He wished me happy birthday, like, last 2 months ago in January. Yeah, I mean, that was kind of
Have you ever wanted to enrich that relationship again?
I mean...
Or are you just over it?
I mean, like, yeah, I guess, but not really. Because it's kind of like a stranger to me. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't really, like... I guess that's bad to say, but I don't know. I don't really...
No, I feel you, yeah.
I don't really care.
Now, with your mom being slightly homophobic, or homophobic in general...
I was going to say LOL slightly.
How does that affect you? I don't know how to ask the question, but I hope you understand what I'm trying to say.
No, I get it.
That can't be easy.
For a long time, like, I don't know, like, I just kind of grew up with it being normal. I guess, like, it's pretty, like, known that, like, the first child's always, like, the golden child, whatever. Or actually, I feel like it's kind of the opposite. Like, I feel like everyone expects, like, the younger child to be, like, the pride and joy, but, like, it's very the opposite for me. Like, my brother can never do anything wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, so I just have always been, like... second.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know, like, I guess it's even worse to say it doesn't really affect me anymore. Like, uh-huh. It's just, like, second nature.
Kind of,
like,
into it.
Yeah. Like, yeah. But, like, I guess she just always has something to say. And, like, when I feel like I came out to her really early, like, I came out in general really early. Like, I came out to her in grade 7.
Mm-hmm.
And she didn't go well. It was the typical, like, religious mother and all that. And, like, mm-hmm. I don't even think she's that religious, but, the biggest, like, thing that happened recently, which, like, caused me to talk to my new gay dads about it, was we had a family birthday party for my grandfather for his 90th birthday. We went to the keg.
Yeah.
And my mother did not like what I was wearing. I wasn't that out there, I don't think. I just had a pair of brown leather pants on, a dress shirt, and a vest, but God forbid I wore Aldo high heels. But I mean, they were heeled boots, so, like, I don't know, I feel like they're
it doesn't matter either way, you're,
but, like, whatever.
Yeah.
But she saw this purse that I have. Uh-huh. She really didn't like it. Mm. I was literally, like, exercise at the table. She gave me the sign of the cross twice when she saw it, and that's never happened to me before. So that was, like,
whoa.
I turned to my cousin and I was like, is this real?
Mm.
Like, where's the camera?
Do you think that those we call them the gay couple, do they have names?
Oh, yeah.
I would like to call them by their names.
Their names are...
Do you think that they've played an impact in your life because growing up, you didn't see an example of what a healthy relationship is, so being able to see them kind of makes you feel a little bit more safer?
I guess so. I feel like I've honestly never really, like, thought about it. Like, I've never... Like, obviously, my mom has, like, messed me up a bit.
Yeah.
Or a lot. But I haven't really, like, I don't know, I just don't really think about it that often because it's just so normal.
Does your mom know how you feel about her?
I mean, She's really oblivious to everything. So, like, we've talked about it, but, like, she's never said gay, and she never will. Mm. It's like, I don't know. I don't know how she couldn't, but I don't know. She's really something. She's honestly, like, the typical, like, the mom you would see, like, in a movie, like, the homophobic mom in a movie, basically.
Yeah.
But, yeah, she just pretends like it doesn't exist. And then, like, when it's in her face, she just ignores it. Like, in... 2 years ago in 2020, I like made my first short film and it was like I acted in it and I had a boyfriend. And that at that point I had never really talked to my mom about like me being gay since I came out. So I was like, this is my way of like, we have to talk about it.
Yeah.
So I showed her, halfway through she told me to turn it off and I said no. And then she didn't talk to me for a year. So, but
is she an immigrant? Can I ask that? Did she immigrate from a different country?
I think so, but she, like, when she was, like, probably, like, the... honestly, I don't know for sure. I think if she did, she was probably, like, one or two.
So she's not, it's not, like, new culture or something.
No, she's born very and raised not. In it. Yeah, but she's, like, my mom is, like, classified as a senior. Like, she's 60 years old, so... Or she's turning 60 tomorrow.
Do you think it can stem from embarrassment of some sort?
I don't know. I can't fathom it. Like, I don't understand it, especially because, like, I live with my grandparents.
Oh, you don't live with your mom?
No, my mom, we all three of us.
Oh, okay,
like,
I see.
Well, four of us.
Yeah.
But really, like, my grandmother is really my mom, because, like, when my parents got divorced, my mom didn't have a job, so she had to go, like, she had to start working again. And then she basically, like, handed me to my grandmother, because we were all living in the same house, so, yeah. Like, my grandmother was the one that, like, brought me to school. Like, my mom's never made me dinner.
Mm-hmm. Does your grandparents know?
I mean, yes. Mm-hmm. Like, I've never said it, but we've talked about it.
Yeah.
And, like, obviously, like, my grandmother doesn't love it, but she is, like, plainly said to me, like, I don't care what you do, but, like, I love you, I'll look past it. Aww. So it just, like, it doesn't make sense to me how my mom can't do that, because my mom's 60, my grandmother's, like, 80.
Yeah.
So it just, I don't know, it's random to me. But, like, me personally, like, I'm, like, obsessed with love, and, like, I really want to get married one day. Like, that's really, like, my only goal in life.
Uh-huh.
And, I don't know, seeing, like, they're, like, everything I want to be. And it's just, like, I don't know. Like, I can't even, like, put it to words how much I just love them, and I really appreciate them.
Yeah. So what's next now in terms of your relationship with your mom? Are you going to try to mend stuff, or are you just ready to move on?
I don't know. I'm at a point where, like, I don't really want to... I don't know. Like, I guess it's bad to say I don't want a relationship. Really wants me to sit down with her and just, like, lay it all on the table and just ask her why she's homophobic. But, like, I know how my mom is, and I don't think that's going to go well.
How about your brother? How does he feel?
I mean, he likes me. He loves me, so he doesn't really care.
Yeah. I feel like part of the reason they've played such a big role in your life is because you're able to see what a healthy relationship is and an accepting relationship is. Because I can stress the same thing. Like, I mom died when I was young. Dad was out of the picture. So, and immigrants being immigrants, like, you know, it's a little hard. They don't, they're a typical love story. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I look up to and I take other relationships into account. Do you think you over-romanticize things? Is that a quality you think you might have?
I'm a film student. Obviously.
That's a good answer. I think
it's the correct answer.
Yeah. So it's not just me and Hannah? We just... Do you over-romanticize things?
Okay, actually, here, you want an example? When I was in high school, I was in theater, so I didn't write, like, now I write, like, whatever, like, short film scripts and stuff like that. But when I was in high school, I wrote musicals. So I wrote an entire two-act jukebox musical with an Ariana Grande album because a boy, like, looked at me.
That's awesome. That's pretty cool.
Actually, that's a whole different story.
Did the play get put on?
No, but actually the other night, me and my friends were on FaceTime, and we read the whole thing.
That's pretty good. Like a table read?
Yeah, basically.
Can I?
We didn't sing, though.
Can I have the copy of the
script? Actually, yeah.
Yeah, okay, I'm going to email you.
I was going to say, I'm down.
That's so funny.
I'm honestly really proud of it. Like, it's one of my favorite things I wrote.
You wrote a play. That's not nothing. That's great.
You don't just write a play. That takes time and effort. But thanks so much for opening up to us.
Yeah, no problem.
Do you think you're a role model to anyone?
I'd like to think so.
That's what everyone has said. I'm sure you have.
I would like to think so. And, like, I have a younger cousin that may or may not be gay. We don't know. but I'm definitely making things a lot easier for him if he does end up being gay.
Uh-huh.
But like, that's always the way it is. Like, it's always like the first in the family of anything.
When I look at like these issues of parents not accepting their kids for who they are or their partners and whatnot, I have faith knowing that our generation will be very different to it. And we will be the ones to be accepting and normalize all these things.
Fingers crossed.
And I understand they're old and they have different traditions. And at this point, even with me, I have an Asian girlfriend. Like, my family's not like, no, we don't want them. But, like, they give no shits about it. They're just kind of like, whatever. And at this point, I'm just like, whatever. Let's leave it. Move on. I'll do me and you do you. But anyways, thank you so much for sitting down with us.
No problem. Well, I'll be back same time next week.
Yeah, I'll see you next week. I'll see you.
Weekly session.
Yeah, I was going to say, guys, I might need this.
All right, here we are at the end of our podcast. I really enjoyed the story. Not enjoyed it, but it was nice to... I'm happy he was able to open up to us about that. I had a list of things I want to talk about. Can you pull your... I'll pull my note. Remember?
My what?
The list of things. One thing I really want to quickly touch on is the Good for Bad podcast, or that podcast we were talking about with those guys that were like being so misogynistic.
Oh, right. Yeah.
So I did some snooping around, and I just want to preface that these guys are just doing this to get views. Like, they're not genuine. They are stupid. They're idiots.
Yeah.
And they are misogynistic and sexist. Mm-hmm. I just want to make it clear. The reason that they're continuing to do it to a certain extent, now they're just like, I saw another day, they were just like, yeah, men have to actually exist. Girls just, you know, they like, whatever. Like, men are the ones that really need
you
to
should,
work
did you,
to exist.
Did I'm you like, say the podcast title?
Good for Bad or something
good
like
bro,
that.
Bleep
bad.
It.
Bleep it. I'll
give them,
it.
Don't
yeah.
give them the attention.
Whatever the podcast, I don't even know what it is.
Bleep
they're
it.
Literally
Get
just saying all this shit.
This is
for
what
views.
They want. This
yeah,
is
that's
what
they
want.
They're literally trolling us. They're saying all this stuff now just to, in spite of us. Oh my
exactly.
God, is that Anna? Oh my God, it's Anna!
Yes.
Cameo.
This is so crazy!
Hello.
I'm seeing Anna for the first time in person? That's crazy. How are you?
I'm good, how are you?
Good, how was work?
Work was mid.
Yeah? Hi everyone, new guest unlocked, Anna. Everyone clap for Anna, yay! Anna, what are two things you accomplished this week? One thing that was a setback and one thing you want to work on next week?
Oh my God, I feel like I've accomplished nothing this week.
Two things, two simple things.
Okay.
Hold the mic a little closer.
I did my course intentions.
Oh,
good.
Jealous.
I finished a midterm.
Ooh, good. Okay, that's one setback. What's one thing that set you back a bit?
Everything. Yeah. My whole life.
And what's one thing you want to work on?
Again, everything.
Everything.
Yeah.
Same.
Self-improvement, you know?
That's what I said.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Twinsies. did Hannah send you that podcast of those guys that were, like, talking about gravity?
Do you know that good bro, bad brother, like, guys
bleep it again.
Experience
yeah.
gravity and girls don't? What? No.
There you go.
I'll show you later.
Anyway, so, yeah, don't give them any attention. They're stupid. They're just trolling us now.
Say the fact that they were faking it for views
is
so
too.
Harmful.
And what I was thinking about is what Melanie said about using your platform in the right way. Like, if you have a platform and you have 100,000 people looking, don't say misogynistic and sexist things.
Yeah. Because people are going to think it's
Yeah,
because
then people,
serious.
You're going to put that
and then
we
they're...
thought it was real.
Yeah,
and like,
exactly. Think about how many kids are on that platform.
Exactly. It's like, a kid's app and you're saying misogynistic things that are going to like, affect
stupid
them.
Idiots.
So stupid.
Anyways.
We hate you.
Is there anything else we want to talk about?
No,
right? I think short and sweet this episode.
Yeah.
Next episode will go longer. Thank you. Go buy our merch. Follow us. Subscribe to us everywhere. Share all of our shit. What else? Call to actions. Anything else?
Donate.
Donate to the Ukraine crisis. The link is in the description, wherever you're listening to it.
Mm-hmm.
Say hi to Anna, our newest team member. And that's it. Thanks, everyone.
Fantastic.
We'll see you next week.
And that is a clean 3:00 end time.
Really?
Whoa.
Yep.
Whoa, you get to go to your thing on time.
There we go.
Okay, bye everyone. Love
Good
you.
Stuff.
Bye-bye.
Bye.